You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I am Matt Fidler. I know with all the smoking concerns about wildfires, it's easy to think that the pandemic is over. But the truth is that the second wave is likely beginning now. All over the world, cases are going up, with many places seeing the highest hospitalization rates in their area since May. Here in Chico, the president of Chico State University, Gail Hutchinson, sent out the following announcement. As of today, the number of positive COVID-19 cases tied to campus has ballooned to nearly 30, impacting both classrooms and a majority of on-campus residence halls, with an even greater number of reported exposures that could have an exponential and devastating effect on campus. The latest reports from local public health officials indicate more positive cases are likely. I commend the continued flexibility and sacrifice by a majority of our campus community in keeping themselves and those around them safe. Unfortunately, with COVID-19, exposure to even a small number of individuals has serious consequences in terms of community spread. Therefore, I have made the difficult but necessary decision to transition the limited number of in-person classes to virtual only beginning Monday, August 31st, for the duration of the fall semester. Furthermore, because nearly every on-campus residence hall has been impacted by at least one positive case, and there's concern that numbers will only increase, most on-campus housing must be vacated by Sunday, September 6th. That being said, and this is the opinion of me and not KZFR, its staff or its board of directors, I think it's important that we do try to resume normal life with precautions. Of course, we should be wearing our masks, probably an N95 if the air is still smoky, whenever we're in public, and keep a good social distance from other people, and just use common sense. But I personally think that we do need to take care of ourselves and our loved ones, both their physical health, but also their mental health, because if we're all miserable, who cares how healthy we are, right? And that's no excuse to sacrifice other people's physical health either. Like most things, using a light touch with some balance is probably the best approach to this pandemic. It's hard to know when this will be over, or when a functional vaccine can get to all of us. So let's hang in there, take care of our loved ones, and protect our neighbors. One of the best ways to do this, and so life can continue on normal, is to put your money into locally owned businesses. National chain stores and Amazon.com, for example, put much less money into the local economy than locally owned businesses. And I can't think of a better way to ensure a thriving North State in the future than by us investing in it today. Thank you, North State. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.